Welcome to our Buckingham Knicks tribute band. You know, I thought it would warm up when a bunch of people came in, but it's still fucking cold. It's not our fault. We didn't give the order. I'm wearing my Boston Long Johns under this dress. I think these guys are like, oh. Today's the 4th of July, and June is gone by. When I light up the town, I just think of a waste of our hour and sky.
Green trees and mellow birds. Smell of new.
so fast. And I think it's forever. All of that arrangement was I could never tell. This is a song about Hollywood disappointment and corruption and Andrew Garfield.
Thank you so much. we're going to see them again later. Thank you guys. You are fantastic. So this record, this new record is, my idea for it was, fuck it, I'm going to be as depressing as I feel like. Having said that, I feel like some other records and other songs keep up, so I'm going to play some of those. This is called The Moth. Something 10 or 20. It was Paul. would be great. It's like, Daryl, Paul sounds really funny, and could you tell Paul to stop doing that thing?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Alright, let's do it. We're taking it up. Let's do it.
Don't you want to be good? That
to bring Jonathan Colton back to the stage. So Jonathan and I wrote a couple three songs that are on my new record, and we're gonna play them. I feel like I should say more. Okay, this happens all the time. Well, this is where I feel like I should tell people your resume, but
I did a whole set. They know.
Yeah, they know. Do you know that Jonathan is on the show Ask the Unknown? It's like an NPR show. Because Jonathan has a radio voice.
I don't know what you're talking about. I like it speaking to a microphone, is that what you're saying?
Ladies and gentlemen. And I've said this before, but it makes me laugh every time to think of it. My brother saw Jonathan perform with us at one of our Christmas shows, and then about a week later he said, "Oh, you know, I realized that guy Jonathan Colton, he's on that NPR show." And I said, "Yeah, it's called Ask Me Another." He's like, "No, that's not it." And I said, "Well, it's Ask Me Another." He's like, "No, it's wait, don't tell me." I'm like, "No, it's Ask Me Another. I've been on the show. Are you sure?" Anyway, it's my own family name screening.
It's nice to keep that sort of thing close to home, you know? There's somebody in the family who can actually mansplain.
I love that it took three times and he still had doubts that I knew what I was talking about.
Once a boy decides he knows what the truth is, it's hard to convince him otherwise.
On the rest of the tour. Anyway, this is one of the songs that Jonathan and I wrote together. It's called Roller Coasters.
Looking down from the tops of the tree.
So this is we're doing a couple, three new songs. That was new, this is new, next one's new, one after that was new. So if you need to use the bathroom,
that's
okay. I hope you brought a diaper. Disgusting. It's like Gallagher, but it's a diaper.
Yes.
Instead of a poncho.
That's what, you know what they say about an Amy Mann show, bring a diaper.
Some implications that I do not appreciate. Anyway, here's a sad song. This is a song about somebody I knew who was engaged to this guy and moved across the country to be with him and was checked into a hotel and was going to be there and he never showed up. And there's an aspect, and it sort of made me feel like there's an aspect to certain sick burns that are like, well played, my friend, well played. And this is kind of in that territory, like, Jesus, you really had to go out of your way to be an asshole to me.
That is a pretty sick burn. I can't think of a sicker burn.
This is called You Never Loved Me.
Thank you. Shaking loose, but you do.
Twice without screwing it up, so who knows, maybe this is the third time. Prepare this one for you.
If you could save me.
Thank you.
you so much. To bring to the stage a very special guest, my dear friend and bandmate, Mr. Ted Leo. Ted, hello. Ted. Ted, this is the problem with the curly.
You say problem. I say...
The curly cord jumps away from you.
I say you have one more opportunity for you to, you know, give me grief on stage.
Why you're here. Ted is making a record.
True.
And he did a Kickstarter. Please, go to his Kickstarter page and give him money because he deserves it.
Thank you.
What? What? When it's over?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't... Kickstarter doesn't let you just keep giving people money.
You still give me money.
Oh, there's a period of time?
Yeah, it's a 30-day thing. Yeah.
I don't feel like that's fair. I feel like people should continue to give me money.
Well, people can continue to give me money, just not within the confines of the
Kickstarter. Maybe we should have a GoFundMe for your Kickstarter. this is a song of mine, but we played it as the Both, our band, the Both. And it's called Be Thank You. Hard to do the rock jump with pointy boots.
But that much more awesome for having them.
I got 1 inch off the ground. So this song is from the record, my record, I'm a Stupid.
Yeah, sorry, I got a little guitar pitchy in the middle of the last one too. I apologize.
I didn't notice.
You
rocked right around it.
With this album, I gave you no.
Suddenly you're singing the Star Spangled Banner. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last song, and thank you for your groan of disappointment. You've been so nice, it's been really, really fun, and I'm so glad to be back in Boston. Thank you so much for coming today.
Rafter stomping. That was awesome. Till midnight he woos.
Number one. This is another new song.
called Lies of Summer.
Saw you at the farm, picture on a closed circuit. Boy, you lost it all, thinking you could rework it. Stole a credit card and ran away. Back in Louisville, I called a plea, and now we are in land and just listen for the lies of summer. We are in land and just listen for the lies of summer. Who gets hurt the most? The guys that you would call brother. Who's that loved a ghost? A ghost that had a sick brother. Now we're waiting for the fans to take it. Takes a miracle to heal this freak. And I, the Lord, imagine just listen for the lies of summer. The Lord, imagine just listen for the lies of summer. If the doctor was a silence fence, I'll put my hand upon a fancy bed.
Because I Mr. Jonathan Porter.